gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We got the whole gang. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, and in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now, our technical producer Lenny Bree. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It feels like a Monday.
How was your weekend, McKenzie?
You know, it was really good. It was super chill. The opposite of my weekend last weekend. So I was in Miami last weekend getting crazy, but this last weekend was super chill. I had my little girl, Lucy. We had a lot of fun. We did a lot of self-care, if you will. We did, like, masking. We got our nails did. We went to Target. So we had a lot of fun, just the two of us, just chilling.
That's what it should be all about.
I dove into Disney Plus. Loves it.
Ooh, I got a big story about Disney Plus coming up in Joe's Need to Know News today.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, but some people are having problems about something.
Really?
Yeah, it's not your fault, though.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But you enjoy it. You enjoy it. It's good stuff.
Good deal. I was nursing a cold, too, so I feel a little bit better, but I needed, like, a down weekend. What about you guys?
I'm not sick, but I have, like, nosy stuff. Kind of like, my wife tried to give me some emergency, and I'm like, no, it's not the flu. Like, I don't have that.
It's like it's sinusy just, stuff?
Yeah, I got asthma, and I never really, knock on wood, have asthma attacks, but I always get, like, you know, nose stuff which gets into my lungs, and I actually feel decent. It's just a little stuffy nose. It sounds disgusting.
Same.
But I feel okay. So to clarify the rumors, we did not make out. Pork Chop, it looked like you had some fun yesterday. I saw you, I think, on Instagram post some stuff. What were you doing?
Yeah, I went to the NFL game, the Colts football game.
Ooh.
Who were they taking on?
They were taking on the Jacksonville. What do you think? I don't know.
I didn't know. I just wanted to check you.
Playing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I just want to say it was Nick Foles' first game back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they lost. So maybe that's a sign that they should just have Gardner Minshew play out the rest of the season.
So this was your first NFL game, though, right? Attending?
No. My first Colts game.
Yeah, okay, what did you think?
It was absolutely amazing. I've never been to an indoor football stadium, and I just couldn't believe how, like, gargantuan it was. And
very
so majestic.
Large.
And when it starts, and your, like, heart starts beating, and everyone's hyped up, and I love going to games.
I sat, like, right behind the owner of the Colts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like, literally,
ooh.
He was directly behind.
You guys had awesome seats.
But, yes. Yeah, because, by the way, everybody on the show is doing a side text. How do you get those seats? Because we want those seats. Those are good seats. Like, who do you know?
Am I just supposed to say?
Well, no, tell us off the air, because, like, we're all wondering, like, how did he get that
hookup?
No,
just tell us on the air. I hate when people do. Oh, yeah. Tell us off the air.
Sometimes our boss has free tickets. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
What?
Don't hate on him.
You never get those emails. Sometimes our boss emails us.
There was
like,
an email?
Hey, first person to email me.
See, that's
why
I didn't want to talk about it.
Just tell
him. I've been asking him for, like, the past, you know, couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, there's one time an email went out, and then, like, I don't know. So he just...
So
on the side.
He's
got good seats.
You directly asked him, and he said, oh, yeah, here you go.
Well, I've been asking him for, like, weeks.
He's like, right. For 2 years, I've been asking. Well, yeah.
That's
no.
Nice.
I'm saving
you.
My ask, because I know that, like, people might ask, I said, because I know everyone has gotten concert tickets, or so I haven't asked. I've asked for one child thing that was, like, $10, so I'm saving my big ask of our boss for something amazing, because I'm about due.
Is the ask about the amount of money, or is it about the ask of just for the item?
No, for a hookup or something,
because
you don't want to be the person always asks for hookups. I'm saving my hookup for something big.
What are you asking for? So I don't
well,
waste
you guys
mine.
Went and met the Joe Bros. You got you
but
went to a
the
concert.
Meet and greet. I didn't ask for the meet.
No,
and greet
no,
I
but
didn't
I'm saying hookup.
For.
Like I haven't gotten any artist anything yet. I'm saving it for something big.
I didn't meet the Joe Bros. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Liv, not you.
Okay.
Joe met them too, but it was through his wife's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay. My wife Lindsay has more connections in radio than I do working at a radio station.
Isn't that crazy? People think all the time that we just get the sweet hookup to anything.
The only time
I've been
to a suite working at this station is through my wife's job. I've been to a suite 3 times in my life, and it's all because of my wife. Nothing to do with the radio. Speaking of the Colts, though, they're taking on the Texans on Thursday night. That'll be an awesome matchup for Thursday night football. But Liv the Web Girl, what about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was really good. It was also extremely, extremely busy on Friday. I'm not joking. I did not stop rushing until I sat down for dinner with all my sisters and my mom on Friday night. That was really nice to have some girl time. I went into town where I'm from, so it was super fun. And then on Saturday, I had to drive back because I had my best friend in town. And my goodness, she's an emotional disaster.
Oh, no. Is this the one that got broken up with?
Yeah, she's going through a breakup right now, and she is literally an emotional wreck. But luckily, me and my roommate, my best friend here, Whitney, we got her to like get up and get ready. And we went out for some cocktails and for dinner on Saturday night and then went back to my apartment and watched like funny YouTube videos. So we finally got her like cheered up and everything.
Aww.
Yeah. And then wherever we went also gave her food poisoning, though. So she
no!
was throwing up all Saturday night.
Wow, that sounds like a good friend.
There
you
go.
That's awful.
You're gonna look great in these new profile pics.
I was like, of course. Like, we finally get you to go out, and then like that happens. But she woke up Sunday morning feeling great. She's like, honestly, I feel fine. I got it all out last night. So yeah, it was a busy, busy weekend, but I had the most productive day yesterday, so it was great.
All right, cool. For myself, it was my last walkthrough of the house. We're supposed to do closing today, this afternoon.
Today is the day?
Today is closing day.
How do you feel? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
God.
Or all the things?
I am sick to my stomach with nerves.
I'm so proud of you. You're all grown up. You are adulting
excited.
So hard.
But we've seen, like, now that they moved out, they took a couple of things we thought they were leaving behind. I'm like,
like?
They took, like, the fencing around the garden. So I'm like, oh, now
no!
I'm
gonna,
No. The little fencing, like for the garden.
It's like they hoisted, because those things are deep. Like
they took the whole fence around the yard. I can't believe they're savage.
I left a whole in-ground play set because I just, and when I
You're
moved
like,
the first
it.
Time, because I just didn't want to deal with it. So yeah. The people that got our home were like, yeah.
And then Lindsay's like, they had like string lights over their porch. They took those too.
Like Italian lighting.
But those are easy though.
Oh, those are easy to do. If I don't know what they're called, but yeah. So no, but we're closing today, this afternoon. I got to get my physical in last minute for insurance.
Oh, you figured that out? I have so many questions.
I don't know what the heck's going on. I think I have insurance. I don't know. It's due today.
Wait, the physical is?
No, the actual signing
up. The insurance,
up.
Okay.
Listen, I need more time to explain it to myself and you, so we'll do that after the show. What's coming up in the tea this morning?
Well, poor Ariana Grande is in severe pain, plus another Hollywood couple. Did they bite the dust? No!
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. It seems Ariana Grande, Joe, just like us, dealing with nasty sinus infection. She had to cancel her concert in Lexington, Kentucky, and she did a little video for her fans.
Okay, so I woke up kind of 10 times worse, and it hurts so bad to swallow. I'm not really sure what's going on. I unfortunately don't think I'll be able to push through tonight, and I'm so sorry. Ugh. Obviously you'll be refunded and etc., but I'm just really devastated. Thank you for understanding and sending love, etc., whatever, and I'm so sorry.
Man, she doesn't sound good.
Oh,
I kind of wish so. Like celebrities, I bet you like tomorrow Ariana Grande will sound like perfect health because like the medicine they can get quickly. You and I were sick for 2 weeks. It's like they're instantly healed.
Right, exactly.
It's like they give him the strongest drugs. Like, you must perform.
I mean, but that video, it sounded like she was, really, like, dying.
That's the worst.
That's
like, you know what she's talking about? Your throat hurts to swallow. That's the worst.
I think the worst is, honestly, just, like, you're not sick, like, sick enough to miss work, but you just feel like crap, so you have to come in and dysfunction.
Like,
but
why can't
like,
a bus hit
I can't
me today?
Breathe. Exactly.
Just today.
Get better, girl. Derek Hough also not feeling great. He had to have emergency surgery for acute appendicitis. Derek, of course, Julian Hough's brother from Dancing with the Stars.
Whenever I dance like out in public or I'm dancing like out and about or at a wedding or something, I don't dance seriously.
So that, sure you don't. That was the question, like, when a professional dancer is at a wedding or something, it's like, did they just, like, go all out and show everybody up? And he's like, no, I try to dance off beat so I don't intimidate anybody. It's
oh,
like,
I would embarrass everybody. I'm like, what kind of wedding is this?
Why are we not all synchronized dancing? Well, this is really cool. Okay, so we've been talking about Kanye West, Sunday Service, and Kanye was down in Houston with Joel Osteen, and our very own Lenny Bree was in the house. Lenny, we want to hear, what was the standout moment from your experience?
Man, I think it was whenever he was like, everyone look under your seats, and we all look under, and there's a Bible. So we all pull out our Bibles, and we all pull out a, like, there's also a lighter under there. And he's like, everyone, I want you to set these Bibles on fire.
What?
Yeah. He was like, it's going to make a really big impact, and people are going to believe in the true word. I'm just kidding. That did not happen.
Say about that.
We got a TNC exclusive right here.
No, but I think it was really just the choir. The choir was crazy. It was like their choreography. When they were singing, it was like explosive. You could see their hands coming out and in. It was just really great.
Oh, so it was a true experience. You highly recommend going?
Definitely. It was a major vibe.
Do you believe in Jesus now?
I believe in Joel Osteen.
I love Joel. What? Give us one more message that he told you.
Did
like
you
Joel.
Meet Kanye?
Did I meet Kanye? No. But I saw Kim. She walked right past me, and I was
Stop!
Like, oh, girl. She's actually bad in real life.
Yeah,
oh
was she shorter than you thought in person?
She was shorter, and the kids were shorter, too.
Hold on. Was her butt bigger than you thought?
Oh, that baby was juicy.
Amazing. Here's Kanye talking about his mental breakdown that led to start the actual church.
In my lowest points, you know, God was there with me, and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, start a church in the middle of Calabasas.
All right. I really want to experience this. I think it would be absolutely amazing. I'm so glad Lenny Bree got to. Lastly, what is going on? Blake Lively has pulled down everything from Instagram, including all pics of Ryan Reynolds.
It's kind of torture these days because I'm on a plane and everywhere I look, every screen is my husband in a sex montage throughout the holidays with another woman.
Okay, so I don't know if this is just a scheme because she does have the trailer for The Rhythm Section. It's her new movie, but she's deleted every single thing. Everything of Ryan is gone. Is it over? Is this just publicity for her new film? I'll keep you posted.
The one thing we try to do here on Joe McKenzie is keep your day positive, a little motivational, you might say. What? We have Monday motivation coming up in less than 10 minutes? What are the odds of that? No, for real, though, we have some really cool, good stories we want to share with you. If you're a dog person, you're definitely going to hear my story, but we got some good stuff from McKenzie, some good stuff from Liv. It's all coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're about to get into Monday motivation, some positive stories for you. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, hopefully you can hang out for that. We're going to get into Joe's need-to-know news, all the important things that happened over the weekend that you need to know about, including Disney Plus and some stuff that's already going down. Is McKenzie responsible for this? We'll find out.
Oh, no.
And also after that, we've got Song of the Day. McKenzie set a record last week. Well, if you missed it, we'll fill you in on that and see if she can keep it going. Right now, though, let's get into the Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah. I am a sucker for animal stories, and get ready because you might need a little mascara alert. A person was in a car accident. They're okay, by the way. They're gonna be all right. And the dog that was in the vehicle freaked out and sprinted out of the vehicle. Obviously, it's traumatic. The dog's like, let's get out of here. And it went down Beltway 8. This is in Houston, Texas. About 20 drivers stopped their vehicles in the middle of the highway, kind of like a slow caravan, to corral it and pin it, almost make like a little car fence around it, and help rescue the frightened pup. I guess according to witnesses, everybody kind of was on the same page. It seemed like it was really just a team effort, and because of that, they were able to slow down safely without accidents happening, and they put their flashers on, and everybody started trying to circle around the dog. A good Samaritan eventually caught the dog and held on to it until the owner showed up. Obviously, the owner was back a little ways after they were in a car accident, but
sure.
What a great story.
Yes.
I mean, and everybody's okay. The person's okay. The dog's okay. We're all good, and people are good. I love that.
I love that. Okay, so for my motivation, I study the habits of highly successful people, and one go-to, I want you to check out Robin Sharma. He's amazing, and this is a message if you're like, it's Monday, I'm overwhelmed, I have so many things to do. Here's the deal. Focus on fewer things. One word for you, minimalism.
Minimalism is not just a design vibe. Minimalism is a way to set up your entire life. You see, because here's one of the secrets of world class. Do few things strikingly well.
So really think about that. Do fewer things strikingly well. I want you to harness your mental focus, your physical energy, your personal willpower, your natural gifts, and your time on one thing. Maybe two things, but fewer things and do them greatly.
Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, what I'm motivated about.
No, tell me what you're into because it's so motivating.
Well,
go!
I am into this. So Disney World has special holiday decorations this season. So the snowflakes that are all across their Disney World parks were designed and created by the artists at the Augusta Training Shop. It's a nonprofit organization that provides jobs for adults with physical and cognitive disabilities based in Augusta, Georgia. So since 1947, the shop has provided disabled adults a safe haven to learn and to work. So it teaches them critical life skills and transforms them into artists. So they're disabled adults at this shop, and they learn how to refinish household objects for the public as well, how to weave seats and cane handmade chairs. And they just like learn how to kind of be an adult, and it gives them a place to work and earn a living.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yes. And so Disney World has decided to work with this shop in order to get a ton of their Christmas decorations. So all around Disney World, you'll be able to see these handcrafted paper snowflakes that look incredible. And they're all made by these group of disabled adults at that place. And Disney World even got them to come out and paid for them all so they could see their decorations in real life. And they just said it made the world to them and really motivated them to continue pushing through and keep doing what they're doing.
All right, that's what Monday Motivation is all about. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com or swipe up on our IG story. Follow us on Instagram. It's Joe and Mackenzie. On the way in Joe's Need to Know News, if you got Disney Plus, you might want to check your account this morning. Something might have happened. And a challenge that I know me and Liv the Web Girl want to take on. Maybe we can get Pork Chop and Mackenzie on our team for this one.
Oh, Lord.
Joe's Need to Know News is next. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. 10 people were shot, 4 of them fatally, when someone opened fire on a backyard family gathering. This happened in Fresno, California, Sunday night around 8 o'clock. Some of the victims were in critical condition at the hospital, some listed as stable. Police said no suspect or suspects have even been identified. The family and friends were watching a football game in their backyard when, I guess, people sneaked in and began shooting. So I wonder...
Oh, my gosh.
I just feel like it can't be random. Does that make sense? Like maybe it is, but... Like, who just walks into a backyard and starts randomly shooting?
And there's no suspects?
They say they don't have one identified at this time. So, interesting. Mackenzie, I know you were excited. I was, too. Disney Plus launched last week, and you got to check it out this weekend. How is it?
I loved it. I had so much fun. We watched something random. I let my little girl Lulu pick what we watched. Some Santa movie with Anna Kendrick, and it was good. It was fun. There's so many options. It's just like overwhelming.
Well, with all good things come the bad things. Hackers started breaking into Disney Plus user accounts within hours of their launch on Tuesday. They logged in, removed all the original users' devices, changed their passwords and username, which gave them complete control over the account, which then they placed up for sale on the dark web. Some of the prices were as low as $3 up to $11. So there's always somebody breaking in, changing things and stealing. I've had my Netflix taken over a couple of times, which sucks, like, because then like you lose all the things you were watching.
Yeah.
And you gotta get it back. But already Disney Plus, you knew it was gonna happen.
My faves are like, obviously we had Netflix and chill. Now for Disney, there's so many fun ones. The
Disney
latest
and D.
Disney and D, there's Plus and Thrust.
Yes. That one's very, very apparent what it means.
Yes. All so right. Keep them coming. I'm enjoying that.
Okay. This is if you've got animals like my dogs, Benny and Paddington, especially if you got cats like Porkchop, you might want this tree. Do you have a Christmas tree, producer Porkchop?
I do not.
All right. I think we're going to have to chip in, Mackenzie, and get this for him.
I don't either. My ex has ours. My big,
what a
beautiful
Grinch.
One.
Give it back. Give it back. Ha, ha, ha. You'll never get the tree. I won't even set it up. I'll leave it in the box.
So
I'm
mean.
Mackenzie's evil ex. Sorry. Allegedly. Don't sue me. I have no money. A company called Argo has 6 feet tall trees, and they're available this holiday season. The branches begin halfway up the tree. So the whole bottom half is just like a green pole. Then the tree comes out. So your animals can't reach them. Or if you got a really big present.
This is true, though. I remember when I had a puppy and Lucy was little, like in one of those little Jeeps, those ride-around things. She would pull. I was terrified she'd pull down the entire tree.
Wonder where she got mom's driving from.
It was scary.
Yeah, well, they're saying they're perfect for keep out of reach of destructive claws or small little hands, as you mentioned. The regular tree is $56. If Porkchop would like the snowy tree, we'd all chip in a couple of cents. It's $58. The trees are suited for large stacks of presents, so they may not fit under a traditional or normal tree. So we're gonna have to get you one of those.
Now, do you guys like white lights, blue lights, colored lights? What are your
color lights?
White.
What?
My family does colored lights, and I hate it. I like the white light.
I just like white, too.
When I was a kid, I had an all-white tree with blue lights, and it was my favorite.
That's like old-school grandma's. Like, my grandma has that one. That's like 80s or so. She also had a blue couch.
I always thought when you would have blue lights, I don't know why I thought this. I thought it meant that you were Jewish.
Well, like blue and white, I could see the colors. You
well,
could think
does.
Of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does.
Not totally like the worst, like weirdest thing you've ever said before.
Maybe the only reason why is because the only person that had blue lights, they also had the Torah in the window as well.
That's I like all white. You know what terrifies me? It? The old school huge big ones that I think they're going to catch fire. Like the multicolored ones that are ginormous, like older people typically have.
Well, my tree's red, white, and blue because USA!
USA!
Do you guys see
Santa Claus?
Who use Jewish nets?
What?
Like the net lighting.
Oh, yeah, like in bushes and stuff. Yeah. Or like, what was the rage there? Icicles that people would put up? There's so many variations.
Jewish people are American too, Joe.
I didn't say they weren't American.
You said USA.
I was saying colors, you dummy. Like, oh my, you know what? I give up on you guys.
Everyone,
I really do.
What's the candles
talking.
Called, though?
No, stop, because this is where we show how dumb we are.
The menorah?
The menorah.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm
yes.
so smart.
Yep. No, you're not, because you had to randomly throw things out there.
Song
That's
of the
correct,
day, right?
though. That's correct, though.
Yes.
Oh, God, I apologize if we offended any. Normally, I don't care if
my
we're offensive,
cousin,
but
no, my cousin, today, on the first day of Hanukkah, got a brand new 256-gigabyte iPhone. He's 10. And that was the first day of Hanukkah.
I'm so jealous.
7 more days of
live
gifts.
Live with parents. I want to celebrate Hanukkah too.
I told you, Lucy, she's like, I'm just going to ask Santa for a $1,000 gift card to Amazon. I'm like, me too.
No kidding.
What the heck?
Tell Santa I want one as well. Okay, and finally, here's something that'd be cool to put under the tree if we had the Porkchop like half version. Liv, look at me. I need eye contact for this one.
Okay.
Pabst Blue Ribbon just started selling the new 99 packs of beer. They come in a long, narrow box that's several feet long, and it only costs $175.
Oh, jeez.
They're available in 15 states. I got to check and see if they're available in India or in Texas. But either way, 99 beers of
beer,
99 cans of beer.
Take one down,
pass it around, 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
Chug it. Can we do that? You think we could smash that in a weekend?
Not a chance.
Porkchop, you'll do it?
Yeah.
Okay, Mackenzie.
I'll try.
How many beers do you think you could actually drink?
In a weekend?
No, during a show.
I'm still down.
I know what we do on Friday, this coming Friday. We bring this in studio and we see how many we could drink before the show's over.
Down.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, hey, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joemackenzie.com. Coming up next, we got the song of the day. Your votes alone decide who the big winner is. Mackenzie had a heck of a week. Can it continue?
Woo!
Find out after Maroon 5 Memories. Okay, hey, that was Maroon 5 Memories. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. We got to say good morning to Dave. He's listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Dave, what are you doing right now at this moment? What are you up to?
I'm actually driving to go hunting this morning with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a very manly thing to do.
You go, what are you doing? Deer hunting? Turkey hunting? What are you
doing? Deer hunting. Deer hunting is shotgun season.
All right, there you go. Go get yourself a buck, and can you give us some venison jerky if you get something?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right, now, that wasn't what you were calling about, though. What were you calling for?
I was calling because I'm never really up early enough to listen to the morning show, and I really haven't listened to it since my girls used to listen to it with me in the morning when you guys had Carmen on here. They loved Carmen. And I was calling because I noticed a guy that works on here that you guys call him Pork Chop.
Yes, yes.
And I've never heard anyone else with that name, and all my friends have called me Pork Chop for 30 years, sorry. And it's funny because even on Xbox, when I play with my friends, my screen name on there is Pork Chop.
Ooh, so you and Chops, you share a name. Why did you get the name?
When I was younger, my father used to be one of those guys that sold meat out of the back of the trucks. And all my friends would start making fun of me because my dad sold steaks and pork chops out of the back of the truck. So they gave me the name Pork Chop because I was a little chunky kid when I was younger. So it just kind of stuck with me.
Aww,
but do you like the name now, though? Do you like to be called Pork Chop?
Oh, I love it. I've been for so long, it doesn't even bother me anymore.
If your Instagram handle is Pork Chop, can you do me a favor and just turn that over to me, please?
Well, hey, Pork Chop, I'm gonna say thank you for calling in. Good luck today. Be safe out there. And as I put you on hold, I want you to listen. I bet you've never heard this Pork Chop song before.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, check this out, bud. Listen to this song for you.
Pork Chop!
Pork Chop! Pork Chop! Pork Chop!
What do you think of that one, Pork Chop?
Which that's pork awesome. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that's Pork Chop's dad and uncle. They recorded that one. They were doing a little concert. So, hey, have a good day. Safe hunting out there. We appreciate it. So, look at that. We got a couple of Pork Chops listening to the show.
I think he wanted to know how I got my name.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think your story is as
No, it's
cool.
Great.
Yeah, do we really want to ruin it? I'm in the song of the day.
I'm in the Guinness Book World Records for most pork chops eaten in 30 minutes.
How many?
10 pounds. It was 7 pork chops.
Oh, I thought it was like you had a thing for having pork chops slapped against your butt.
It was 7 pork chops, 10 pounds. So these pork chops were over gargantuan. A pound.
Yeah.
Over a pound.
Yep. It's before it's cooked.
Sure.
Before,
we believe you.
Before it's cooked.
Okay. All right.
Raw pork chops. Yum.
It's amazing. He didn't get sick or anything. Song of the day.
Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day.
It's time for the song of the day.
Of the day.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing we're missing. Like, if you say, like, of the day, I'm like, of the day, and then, like, of the day, of the day. Then we'll have it. So tomorrow we'll try that with two other people harmonizing. It'll be golden. Yes, song of the day. We have a category. Often suggest we appreciate that. And then you decide by texting the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, what song you think is the absolute bestest song that we should play. Mackenzie won 5 times in a row last week, which is a new record, and she's now going for her 6th win. The category, songs you stay in the car for. Like, you're like, oh, I'm not leaving till this song's over. I gotta listen to it on the radio.
Now, you might not even know about this song, but every time it plays, I am absolutely obsessed. It's actually a cover of Beyonce's XO, and it is so sexy. It's my man John Mayer with XO.
I search through the crowd. Your face is all that I see. I'm giving you everything. Baby, love me lights out. Baby, love me lights out.
So good.
You okay over there?
Yes, play this for your honey, and please vote for it. You're going to love it.
All right, Pork Chop. What song do you have?
I'm going to keep mine short and sweet. I cannot believe that Nicki Minaj has never won Song of the Day, so today's the day.
Now, for myself, Joe, this song is going to get you hyped up. It's going to get you peppy, ready to go for a Monday morning as you take on the world. Actually, the group has the name World in their name. I'm talking about Jimmy Eat World, this song, The Middle. When I hear this, I got to hear the whole thing. No, I'm just kidding. That ain't the one. This is the one.
And don't you worry what they tell themselves when you're away. It just takes some time. Little girl, every little out the ride. Elephant, elephant will beat
remember that today as you vote for that song and you head into your work week. It's going to be all right. All right, Mackenzie. Do you think Liv the Web Girl has a song today that can beat you?
Maybe.
Because it sounds like you two are on the same wavelength, I believe, a little bit.
Yes.
Liv, what is your song?
I picked this song before, and it didn't win, but I had to stay true to myself. And when I think of a song that I'm like, I have to sing every word to this song, I can't leave the car until I'm done singing it, it's Halo by Beyoncé.
Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by you.
So in a sense, Beyonce made it on there two times today. John Mayer obviously doing a cover. So let's get down to the important part. You voting. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. If you want to hear Mackenzie's, it was XO by John Mayer. If you want to hear Pork Chops, it was Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. Myself, Joe, I went with Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, and Liv went with Beyonce, Halo. Once again, the category songs you stay in your car for. You're not getting out until that song is done. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And we'll play the winner after Ariana Grande. Song of the day. Will Mackenzie win for a sixth time in a row? Well, we'll find out. The category, songs you stay in your car for. Let's do a little recap. Mackenzie went with XO. It's a cover by John Mayer.
Giving you everything, baby, love the lights out.
Ooh. Then we had Pork Chop. He wanted that boom, ba boom, 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 Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. I wanted to get you motivated and feel good with a song I have to listen to the whole thing all the time. It's Jimmy Eat World, The Middle. Okay, and last but not least, Liv the Web Girl says this is such a good song, even though it's lost before, maybe it'll win today. Halo by Beyonce.
Baby, I can see your halo. You know you're my saving grace.
Okay, Pork Chop. See you working hard over there. You look a little perplexed, you all right?
Yeah, the votes were all pretty close today. But the best part is after winning 5 days in a row, Mackenzie gets last place with 17.
Yeah.
Why would you say that's the best part? That's so
you
mean.
You won 5 days in a row.
It's like the best part.
Pork Chop has been cut the rope.
That's
lately,
okay.
Baby.
I did a whole week and I wasn't expecting to win. I just picked a song I like and I think people should check
out.
I
mean, you did get desperate offering certain favors for everybody that voted, but.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people got lucky on Friday thanks to me. You're welcome.
So with 17% of the vote, Mackenzie is in last place. Third place goes to Liv the Web Girl with 24% of the vote.
I'm not surprised I've lost. That's the second time I've lost with that song.
Maybe you should do Beyonce a favor and never request that song again.
It's so good, though.
I know. I feel like I can sing with that
but
song.
But only 3% behind her is second place. And then only 3% behind second place is first place.
So is 6% ahead of Liv was first place.
Is it Joe or is it Pork Chop? With 27% of the vote, coming in second place, producer Pork Chop.
What?
Joe, you beat me by 3%.
Whoa!
I thought Super Bass, when I heard that was your pick, was going to win.
I actually love Joe's song, so I'm
me
really
too.
Excited about this.
Yeah,
all
me
right.
too.
Well, wow. Let's listen to it then. It's your song of the day winner today. The category, songs you stay in your car for. It's Jimmy Eat World, The Middle. Song of the day winner right there, Jimmy Eat World, The Middle. Hey, thank you for voting. That was my choice today, so I'll certainly take that. Tomorrow, the category for Song of the Day, it's the last song you want to hear before you die.
This is so deep and intense. Who thought of this?
Somebody that's deep and intense. I think it was intern Chloe Money. She's like, what song would you hear before you die?
I feel so much pressure.
What accent is that? Before you die.
That's British. I don't know. It's like an evil Harry Potter. Hey, it's kind of a tough thing to talk about, but our very own producer, Pork Chop, is going through a lot. And today is a big day, I hear, with you and your man. And in a sense, you're kind of separating. How are you handling this?
Well, we went out and celebrated yesterday because yesterday was our last days off together. He's getting a job. He actually starts in an hour.
Yay!
Wow.
I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, so
he moved in. He's so sad. Chops is so depressed.
Yeah, because, you know, I enjoyed being able to come home and see his smiling face, and now he's got a job.
If you, go ahead, Mackenzie.
I'm worried because I have been like a little lone ranger over here. So when I do get in a relationship, I don't like someone to be too available all the time. I like to miss them. So I'm worried.
I think your relationships are totally different than Porkchop, though. I think besides, obviously, you both being attracted to men, I think your relationships are a little bit different, though, in the way that you pursue someone.
True.
Like, you're not like, so guys, I totally made out with this dude this weekend. Porkchop. Dude, I totally made out with this dude before he got his boyfriend. Now, do you like envision in a dream world, like, you know, Joe McKenzie, we get on more stations, we're making more money, and that, like, you know, your little hostage boy is a stay-at-home hubby?
Yeah, that's a great possibility. I'm okay with that.
Like, are you okay with it or do you want it?
Yeah, like, what would you like? Or do you want him to go out there and, like, make his own money and contribute to the relationship? Or do you want to be at home, like, making some food and keeping sure the house is clean?
I want him to do what he wants to do.
Aww. That is like true love.
That means getting a job, yeah, and you're upset with it.
I mean, I don't know if he wants to get a job. Then yeah, go ahead.
That is very sweet because Porkchop busts his butt. So here, his chops, and then he has a second job. So for me, I just feel like, would that not create a little resentment? You're working two jobs, and then someone else.
I have resentment, and I'm not even in the relationship.
No, not at all, because like he takes such good care of me and my house and my things. Like he cooks dinner and like he does laundry for me, and I don't even ask him to. And then when I am home, like let's say I come home from work, and then let's say like I want to do something like take out the trash or do the dishes or scoop the cat litter. He's like, no, like I got it. You know, I'll do that when you're not home, and I just want to spend time with you.
Aw, see, that's very sweet. I need to get mindset.
Why do I feel like...
I don't know, I'm with you, Mackenzie. I can't have someone that's available 24/7. I would go crazy. And also, I would just be like, don't you have something
like,
to do?
Like, I dated someone, and they're like, oh, it's such a crazy day. I like, went to the gym for 2 hours, and then, like, I walked a dog. And I'm sitting here like, oh, man, I got up, then I went to work, then I did, and I'm just like, okay... Like, it bothered me. But to each his own.
We just want to let you know we're here for you.
Okay.
During this hard time for you.
Yes. I think it's going to be really good for you guys.
I mean, yeah, yesterday we had so much fun, though. You know, we went to the Colts NFL game. We had so much fun. So, and then we watched a movie last night. And
you just sound really, like, bummed this morning. Like as if your relationship's over.
So when you go home today, is he not going to be there? And this is the first time that he's not going to be there in, what, a month?
Right. Well, today is his first day. He's just training. I think we might get home at the same time. But he's going to be tired from working all day.
So you might have to clean your own house, and you might have to cook your own food. Oh, no!
Oh, no!
But you have so much to talk about. Your days are going to be so different from each other's.
I know. No, this, you're all right. This will be a good thing.
I would want to say a blow-up doll and not an actual cardboard cutout, because cardboard, like, if you lick it or kiss it, it could get ruined. But nothing, like, gross. And I'm not saying, like, sexual, but it's like, I think if we got you, like, a blow-up doll, because you want somebody, like, to be by you and, like, just to hold and touch. And I think if we put his face on it, like, printed it out on paper here and other printer works, I think that might be the thing to do, so you can have somebody to, like, spoon with and be with.
Is he working weekends? Is that why you won't be together?
I mean, I don't know what his schedule's going to be yet.
Okay.
Are you going to sabotage him so he gets fired?
Yes. No, we need
Who
that money.
Who thinks that Porkchop's going to sabotage him to get fired? I do.
Oh, you guys know I need that money more than that.
All right, dude. Well, hey.
Well, good.
It's going to be okay?
Yes. And congratulations to your boyfriend. I love him, and I'm so proud of him for getting a
J-O-B. Yeah, home.
Woo! Mackenzie, I feel so bad bringing this up. I feel like it brought up some old wounds for him.
I know, you made him really sad.
I didn't mean to. I just wanted to let him know we're there for him. What's coming up this morning in the tea?
Ooh, Celine Dion reveals Titanic secrets, and the next Real Housewives location has been announced.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Over the weekend, Harry Styles was a guest host and musical guest over on Saturday Night Live. Here's a little of Harry.
I don't know if you heard or not, but I'm not in a boy band anymore. I'm in a man band now. I was in a band called One Direction. How crazy would it be if they were here tonight? Well, they're not here.
All right. No, they are not here. He did a really good job. It's really fun skits. He also performed Lights Up.
Shine. Step into the light. Shine. So bright sometimes. Shine. I'm not ever going back. Step into the light. Shine. So bright sometimes. Shine.
All right, little Harry Styles for you on SNL. I don't know. I don't know about that.
No, I don't like the song. No.
I love Harry Styles. I don't know about that single, but I think he's fun and, of course, super sexy. Moving on to Kanye West. Yes, he and Joel Osteen held Sunday service in Houston at Lakewood Church, and our own Lenny Bree attended. So, Lenny, give us the highlight.
Oh, man. I think the best part of the night actually wasn't Kanye performing, but when Joel Osteen came out, he had an amazing message. And I feel like it was literally for me. It was about if Jesus wasn't betrayed, then we wouldn't have salvation. And so it's like if people betray you, you know, it's to get you to your destiny. And he was really just talking about getting to your destiny as it related to Kanye. And then he came in with the crazy choir, and it was just vibes all around.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Living vicariously through you, Lenny Bree. Thank you so much.
Now, real quick, though, what did you think of Joel Osteen, like, doing that freestyle thing he did?
Oh,
dude, wait, freestyle? Oh, yeah, man, it was great.
I'm making that up.
Yeah, like, I was like, cool, wait.
It's like, hey, it's Friday freestyle. Burr, burr, burr.
That is something I would like to see. Here is Kanye talking a little bit about his church.
In my lowest points, you know, God was there with me and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, start a church in the middle of Calabasas.
Now, he also says, of course, he is the greatest artist that God has ever created. And he says, I'm arrogant because God made me that way and I do it in his name. So he's changed his tune a little bit. Very cool. I want to attend that. I think that's awesome. Well, Blake Shelton talking about all the changes happening over on The Voice.
The show needs to keep, you know, reinventing itself, and the only way to really do that is to change the coaches out. We'll get Nick in there, and I'll kick his ass, and then hopefully at some point we'll bring Gwen back.
He wants his girl Gwen Stefani back, 100. I'm excited to see Nick Jonas over on there. Here's Celine Dion talking to Jimmy Fallon about the controversy from Titanic.
They're saying at the end of the movie, if Rose just scooted over a little bit, she could have saved Jack's life.
Don't put me in trouble.
No, come on!
What if they want to do Titanic number two?
No, you can't do Titanic number two.
First of all, if you look closely to the picture, he doesn't need an invitation. And then, who did not think about this guy who's in the middle of the frozen ocean, and that maybe all his body is so frozen, yeah, they didn't have the strength to jump in?
Because everyone says, you know, there was enough room on that door for both of them. And lastly here, Andy Cohen made the big announcement over the weekend. The next Real Housewives series will be the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. What? Salt Lake City coming to Bravo in 2020. They say high hopes, high altitudes, and high drama. Interesting, eh?
Isn't it like, wait, okay, like, are they Mormon, or?
That's going to be the question. It's going to be a whole new vibe over for the Real Housewives.
I wonder if they could even be on TV. Okay.
So I'll tune in for sure.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Live the Web Girl, True Crime is interesting, and I know you're working on Murder Monday. What is coming up with that?
I'm talking about Stephen McDaniel, who people thought to be just a strange neighbor who was actually a murderer.
All right, Murder Monday is coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joan McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. You can call 800-222-TIPS. That's 800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Today I am talking about a story of someone who just seemed like a strange neighbor but turned out to be a murderer. So our story starts in 2011 with Stephen McDaniel, who is a recent law school graduate from Mercer Law School in Macon, Georgia. Stephen lived on the second floor of the Barristers Hall apartment complex right next to one of his law school classmates, Lauren Giddings. Lauren was a blonde, athletic 27-year-old who was known to others as being cheerful and social. Other than also being a Mercer Law School recent graduate, she had nothing in common with Stephen McDaniel. Stephen was 25 and was known on campus as being sort of odd. He was antisocial, withdrawn, and was more than just eccentric when he would interact with others. Stephen liked to be alone in his apartment with his video games, porn, guns, and swords. He liked to collect food almost like he needed it to survive if there was ever a shortage, and he also liked to collect empty containers. Stephen had a crush on Lauren during their 3 years of being next door neighbors. He had asked her out at least a couple of times, and Lauren would always decline his request because she had a boyfriend who was a lawyer in downtown Atlanta. And even if she didn't, Lauren always described Stephen to her friends as her strange neighbor who never went outside, so it's likely she would have declined his request anyways. But what she didn't know was that because he couldn't have her, he began to obsess over her. His browser history showed Google searches including Lauren Giddings nude and multiple variations of molesting sleeping girl.
Jeez.
Choke unconscious, how long wake up, and he also searched ways to escape prison. These searches were all between the months of April and May of 2011. Then, during the months of May and June, his browsing history showed a huge spike in his obsession of Lauren Giddings, going to her Twitter, her Facebook, her LinkedIn, her photo sharing websites, searching her on Google multiple times a day. He also began to watch a lot more porn, look up images of naked celebrities, read erotic fiction, and even look up child pornography. He then began to write his own erotic fiction containing violence and torture towards women. This helps to paint a very clear picture of who Stephen McDaniel really was. One of his last searches that he looked at in the early morning hours of June 26 was how to get past a door-jamming burglary bar that Lauren had on the inside of her front door for safety. Stephen knew about this bar because he had been watching her. From 9 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on June 25th into early June 26, Stephen was walking around outside of Lauren's living room window and using a 6-foot stick with a digital camera attached at the top to watch Lauren in her apartment. At 4:30 in the morning on June 26, Stephen McDaniel used a master key that he stole from the apartment complex to unlock Lauren Giddings' door, while also defeating the burglary bar at the same time. A masked Stephen walks into Lauren's bedroom as she is sleeping, but Lauren hears something and wakes up and sees her intruder. When we come back, I will tell you what occurs that early morning in Lauren's bedroom.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Live the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So when we left off, a masked Stephen had broken into Lauren's apartment and was creeping into her bedroom when she wakes up and sees the intruder. She asks him to get the F out. And that's when Steven lunges on the bed and begins to choke her. They roll off the bed fighting, and Lauren rips off the face mask, recognizes her attacker, and says, "Steven, please stop." But he doesn't. He continues to strangle her for 15 more minutes until her body finally stops moving. He drags her body into her bathtub and went back to his apartment. Later that evening on June 26, Steven went back to Lauren's apartment and brought a hacksaw with him this time. He went to the bathroom and began to dismember her body while she laid dead in the bathtub. Her arms, legs, and head were removed and wrapped up in black trash bags and were eventually thrown away in the Mercer Law School dumpster. Steven took the mask he wore, the gloves, and the bloody t-shirt he was wearing and cut them up and flushed them down his apartment toilet. In the early hours of the morning on June 28th, Steven went back to Lauren's apartment, wrapped her torso in five trash bags, and threw it in the apartment building's trash bin. Then, on June 30th, police and detectives arrived to the apartment building to check up on the Lauren Giddings missing persons case. McDaniel knew that it was trash day, so he knew he was about to officially get away with Lauren's murder. What he didn't know was that the detectives were blocking the trash cans, and so the garbage man went about his day skipping the apartment's trash cans to allow the police and the detectives to continue with their job. This, coincidentally, is how they were able to find Lauren's torso at 9:40 a.m. that morning. Later in the day, Steven McDaniel was being interviewed by a local news station, and that's where he first finds out that they found her body while he was on live television.
I mean, we just don't know where she is.
What about in the the parking lot area? I know they've been doing a lot of, I think that's where they have recovered the body or whatever they recovered from there.
Body?
Had you seen anything there? Had you seen anything there? I mean, we don't know if this is the same person. You know what I mean? Like, they took out a body there earlier. We don't know if it's the same person or not. So that's why we're trying to ask people if they know who lived there. Are you okay, sir?
I think I need to sit down.
Okay.
So Steven McDaniel found out on live television that they found the body. He thought the body got taken away by the dumpsters and that there was going to be no connection to him with this case. But he found out on live television, and it's one of the most chilling things I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm going to include that full news interview on the blog post that I make for this Murder Monday. So with this weird, bizarre public reaction, and then the things they found on his computer, along with a hacksaw they found with human flesh on it, they were able to arrest Steven. He was convicted on April 21st, 2014, and is still serving a life sentence. Detectives, police, and specialists believe that he was likely to become as brutal of a serial killer as Ted Bundy.
That guy, when he was confronted on live news, which, by the way, the thing I've learned from you during Murder Monday is these people often don't hide. They're like, oh, I really cared about this person, blah, blah, blah. Like, they do not hide behind the scenes. They're always inserting themselves into stuff. But he had the worst poker face. He was like, oh, my God, I hope it's not her. But he's just like quiet. Surprised right. He didn't like take off like, ah!
So in that video, you can see beforehand, he's extremely talkative. It's like, we miss her. Like, we don't know where she is. She goes running a lot. We think maybe something happened while she was out jogging. And then when he discovers that the police actually found a body, which would link him, he is stone cold. It is so chilling. All that will be up on our website, Joe and Mackenzie, later today.
Ugh, so sick.
J Joe McKenzie. It is Radio Now, Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find us and even connect. For example, on Friday, we did Freak Show Friday, and Chelsea reached out to us via a DM and said her husband has kind of a freakyish proposition, and we found out he wanted to have a threesome with her, but he wanted it to be with her and his twin brother.
And we have her on the phone now. Chelsea, over the weekend, give us the update. Did you do it?
I sure did it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, oh, Eiffel Tower. God. There we go.
How was it? What happened?
It was absolutely wild. It was honestly like one of the hottest things I've ever done. It was pretty good, but it was also weird now. I'm having a lot of trouble kind of processing what happened. And I mean, they're identical, but they're not identical down there, which is like wild.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know how graphic I can be. I mean, it was funny because like we did it on Saturday, and it was like a family dinner on Sunday, which we didn't really think about. And I just like couldn't stop staring at him. Like, it wasn't awkward, but it was just like, I can't stop thinking about him, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Are you going to do it again?
I don't know if it's a good idea because, like, the feelings are really complicated. I don't know if it's a good idea.
So you're into the brother.
I mean, yeah, he's the same but different.
What does this mean? What do you mean the brother's different than your husband?
Like, is he a better lover?
He is, actually. And he just has, like, more of, like, this energy that I like. And he's just very sweet. And I don't know. Like, it's just my husband and I have been together for a really long time.
This is like a soap opera.
Chelsea, hold on. Who's got the bigger ding dong?
The brother does.
Oh!
See, that's why she likes him. He's packing some heat.
This totally is backfiring on the husband.
We haven't had a lot of chance to, like, talk about it, process it together. And so I think, like, we definitely need to do that. Because I went into it kind of like trepidatious, just kind of thinking like, oh my God, this is a terrible idea. But it was like so hot. And I don't know if we did the right thing, honestly, but it was hot.
You went there, you did that. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about that.
Well, hey, if anything happens at Thanksgiving, you got to call us back for that, okay?
Let us know, girl.
If we like sneak off or whatever. Okay.
All right, well, hey, we often don't get a Freak Show Friday update, but I'm glad Chelsea called in this morning.
Me too.
If you want to be on anything we do here on the show, or you've got something of your own you want to talk about, hit us up in the DM. It is Joe and McKenzie, or call in at 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl, I hear you have an issue with someone, or what's this story about?
So my very, very, very best friend.
Ooh, a lot of varies there, McKenzie.
Yes.
This is serious.
Oh, yes.
Is potentially moving in with a girl that used to hardcore bully me in college. And
no.
I don't know how I feel about it.
All right, well, I want to hear exactly what was done as far as bullying. I guess I want to hear more details. Because can a bully change?
It's like breaks my heart that anyone has to go through being bullied.
It's just part of life, though, right? All right, hold on. We'll talk about this next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. You want to get in, by the way? It's 833-563-2539. Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me. So, Liv the Web Girl has got a problem, or I guess you're not super happy about a potential living situation, but does it really even involve you?
Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't, but it still affects me. It might not involve me, per se, directly, but I think it still affects me.
Okay, what's going on?
So, my very best friend in the entire world is potentially moving in with a girl that used to, like, really bully me.
Okay, so take us through the bullying. This breaks my heart that you were bullied.
It was my freshman year of college, and we were in the same sorority. And her and this other girl, for some reason, like, hated me. And it was so stupid. So we nominated, like, positions for our pledge class as, like, little freshmen. And I wanted to be the social chair, so in charge of, like, all of the, like, social gatherings for our pledge class and other pledge classes. And I went up against this other girl, and I won. And so the girl that lost and didn't get social chair, literally just hated me from that moment on. And she tried to turn my entire pledge class against me, saying like, oh my gosh, like, ew, she's like so stupid. She's so gross, making up all of these rumors about me. And basically just like anytime I would be in the same room, she'd like roll her eyes and like whisper and point and like make everyone like laugh at me whenever I'd like come into a room and she was there. And yeah, she would just like literally call me stupid, call me dumb.
Girls are the worst.
Yeah, just was so mean, tried to literally turn my entire sorority against me. And then people started to realize that she was like evil and that all of the things she was saying were lies. So yeah, she did that for basically my entire freshman year. And then ever since then, she's just has not been warm and has never like apologized for it. So she was just a bully. And now my best friend is potentially moving in with her.
How did that come about? They found each other that they need roommates?
So this girl doesn't have any friends anymore. And so now she kind of like latches on to my best friend and her friends that are still in Louisville, Kentucky. They still like hang out. So she'll hang out with them every once in a while.
So did she run it by you and say, hey, I'm thinking about moving in with your old bully?
She just told me. She was like, oh yeah, like so-and-so asked me to move in with her because she just bought a house and I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, do you not realize that this girl like bullied me and made my life hell my freshman year of college, which I get, which was a while ago.
833-563-2539. I guess I'm kind of wondering, and I don't know if you are too, Mackenzie, should Liv's friend not let this girl be her roommate? Or does Liv need to like maybe just back up a little bit and just realize, you know, a roommate's a roommate. She's got to do what she's got to do.
Like, let go, let bygones be bygones.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll never forget what bullies did to me. Like, you'll never forget about it, but
I mean, I guess I had bullies now that I think about it. But mean girls, I mean, growing up, girls are mean. And boys, but, you know.
Like, how are you going to feel if it actually goes through?
I mean, I'm going to feel weird about it. I'm definitely not going to want to, like, all hang out and have, like, a sleepover. But at the same time, I get it. She has to do what she's got to do. And, like, if she wants to move out of her parents' place, and this is a really affordable house, and it's a nice house, and I get it. But I just think it's a little weird, especially she didn't ask me if it was okay. And then I'm like, maybe am I being petty and I'm holding on to something? Do I just need to, like, get rid of it and be like, oh, well, that was forever ago?
All right, 833-563-2539. What do you think about Liv's situation here? I mean, it's definitely awkward. I don't know if she should be mad at the friend or if the friend should try to find another roommate or what should happen
here.
Has
this girl changed? I think that's the question.
That is a whole other point. Do people kind of change from what they were when they were younger? We'll talk to you next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And Liv the Web Girl's got a situation which you could probably relate to. You've been bullied in your life, okay? Well, what if your friend, who's your good friend now, is about to become roommates with your former bully that made your life miserable? Would you say something to your friend? Do you just need to get over it? Maybe the bully changed. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Sarah this morning. Hey, Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think, Liv? Should she say some more stuff to her friend? Like, should her friend not live with this girl that was a bully? What do you think?
I see two different sides. One, I don't really think Liv needs an explanation from anybody why they make decisions that they do. So I don't think, you know, she should feel entitled to know if it's, or get permission to know if it's okay to move in, because she made the comment before you guys went commercial. But also at the same time, if Liv and this girl were so close and as best friends as she says they are, then the girl would already know and should probably know how it affects her. So are you guys really that close if she, like, he's going to move in with somebody,
I mean,
like this?
Yes, we are very close, but I'm also not someone that is constantly like, oh my gosh, remember when I was bullied? Oh my gosh, remember this, remember that? Like, I don't talk about this girl a lot, and I don't talk about being bullied a lot. So I'm sure she probably is like, doesn't even like think about it because it was a while ago. So I mean,
if she doesn't think about it, I think you should probably just let it go too. I mean, if it's not something that's affecting you directly right now, mm-hmm. or going to, I would just look past it and then be friends with your friend and ignore the person. I mean, it's easy to not acknowledge somebody.
All right. Hey, thank
good
you,
advice.
Sarah, for calling in this morning. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Vanetta. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you think about the situation?
Yes, I think Liz has legitimate concerns for that, because she probably won't even be able to hang out at a friend's house like people would normally do as friends. And if that girl was just as bad as she was back then, she may even be worse than now. And she could make both of their lives a living hell.
But what
I
if
think,
she
Liz,
What if she's changed, though? Maybe she's a better person and it's going to be okay.
But what if? Well, that is a what if. That's a what if. That's a chance that, I wouldn't be willing to take because it could escalate into something so worse. I don't think that's a good idea.
Should Liv, though, say something like, hey, if we're good friends, I don't think you should have her as a roommate?
I think Liv's roommate, I mean, friends should have them in the room together before she makes that decision. That's what I think.
Oh, there you go. That's test it out.
Kind of like when you want to bring a new puppy into the household to see if it's going to work or not.
Yeah.
There's going to be a problem. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. When does this actually happen, Liv?
So I think she has to make a decision by the end of the month.
Oh, so there's still time.
There's still time, yeah. I mean, we haven't talked about it, so we'll see what ends up happening. I mean, I want my friend to definitely do what's best for her, but it's definitely going to be at least a little awkward.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for sharing the awkwardness with us. We appreciate it. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Where did you drop your phone? I'm not talking like, oh no, I dropped it on the ground. We're talking like, oh no, right in the toilet. Just somewhere unfortunate where you did not want to drop it. And what's the story behind this? Was alcohol involved? Were you scared? Did somebody go, boo? Like, what exactly happened? According to new research, the average American drops their phone on the ground 4 times every week. First of all, how do we do on the show? Are we 4 times a week or more? Or how often are you dropping your phone? I would say it's about 4 times. Not necessarily major, but I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, God.
I will say it's the best feeling when you drop it and then you go to pick it up. You're like, yes. Like it didn't crack or shatter.
Oh, it is. You're like, please don't.
Thank
let
you,
it.
Thank please you, baby. Don't. I went through a phase where I dropped it all the time. I've been good lately. Knock on wood. My last drop was terrible. It was in a wine cave.
Excuse me. I've been in caves before. I've never been in a wine cave. What's a wine cave?
Out in Oregon, there's beautiful vineyards and wineries, and I was in a cave, but it was like cement, and I dropped. It just was a slow motion flip, and
no.
I was like, no. Shattered, like the complete thing. And it still worked, though, so I'm still trying to text, like, shards of glass are, like, going into my
I'm
thumb.
I'm bleeding. Help.
But I totaled it. What about you guys?
I've actually never, I mean, I've probably dropped my phone, I could think of like 5 times,
yeah.
But I've never cracked it.
Really?
Yeah, I've never cracked my screen.
Do you have two things on a phone I think are important? Do you have like a case for the outside? Like I have like an OtterBox. I'm really protective. Do you have that?
Yeah.
But also, I don't know what it's called, but you guys ever like the screen? The
tempered glass.
Is that what it is? Like on front of it? Because I have it, and there is a crack down it, but it's not actually on the phone. Like if I took
Ooh.
This off, it'd be fine, but there's one right there in the middle by my finger, then one up top by the volume button. But like, thank God, if I peel this off, my phone will be like brand new. It's taken some hits for me.
Yes. Yours is just very... indestructive.
Well, I'm an angry person. It's amazing what it can do.
I've shattered every phone I've basically ever had.
Did not see that coming.
Not the new one. She's got the new iPhone.
I've got the brand new iPhone 11.
Please stop holding it
Max
like that.
Yeah, sit it down. Sit it down.
I like it. I'm like flailing it around, but I haven't shattered this one yet. I'm really hoping I don't because I swear I have shattered every single phone and I've shattered it. Like I've shattered some phones multiple times and then I finally pay. One time I finally got my phone back from it getting fixed. Finally got the screen fixed. That day, I dropped it on ice and it shattered.
And you have no one else to blame but yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And I would just cry because I'm like, I can't afford it.
I want to hear from people too that walk around with like no phone case. Like, do you just want to waste money? Like, how do you not freak out? Like,
I mean, my phone case
like
is not, mine is pure cuteness. It will not protect my
fashion over form or function.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yours is like military grade.
Mine is. Mine's actually been used to be run over with cars, and it broke the car. So
mine's so cute, though.
Well, that's good.
But it'll it's look not going to protect it.
Glass everywhere. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Carlos this morning. Hey, Carlos. Thanks for calling in to Joe and McKenzie. What happened to your phone?
Well, good morning, everybody. So basically, I have dropped my phone several times, but the most that I can recall, I'm a restaurant manager. So as I was working in the prep area with the guys, We were making the sauce, and then I had my phone in my pocket, and as I was making the sauce, it literally I look over and it fall into the sauce. So we had to remake the whole thing, and I had to get a new phone.
Did you say it fell into sauce?
Into sauce, yeah, like, you know, like a ranch dressing. We were making dressings and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, what's worse, your phone falling into ranch dressing or into the toilet? I would say ranch dressing is worse.
Well, hey, hopefully you, like, remade the ranch, right? Because they had to.
Yes, we did, and I had to get a new phone, so that was a plus for me because I have to upgrade to the next version. So that, my wife wasn't really happy about it, but
you were. Okay. Hey, Carlos.
I love that. My phone went into the sauce.
Hey, Carlos, thank you for calling in. Of all sauces, ranch. Okay, Carlos, thank you, my man. 833-563-2539. We'll go to Alice. Alice, where'd you drop your phone? What happened?
Good morning, guys. So the very first day on a canvassing position, I think I was like maybe 19. Oh, it was before that, maybe 18. Very first day, got hired, figured out how to do my job, go into the bathroom before I leave out, drop my phone in the toilet. And as a canvasser, you need your phone. So, couldn't work that day because I didn't have a phone.
Wait, you didn't reach in and grab it?
I mean, I did, but, I mean, who really wants to put a phone that's been in? I mean, I just peed in it. I didn't want to use it.
Okay.
I know, it sucks.
Oh, man.
Bless your heart.
Not kidding. You're
the worst.
Just like, oh, I'm going to sit down.
Have you guys tried that, the rice? You know, like if you drop it in water,
I haven't,
supposed to dry
but
it out.
I hear it works, but you got to make sure you turn your phone off because you try to turn it on, the electric and all that. You just got to, like, turn it off, let it, like, rice up and absorb and do all that.
Okay, I would try that. People swear by it.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Uh-oh, Krista, what happened to your phone?
So I'm a police officer, and I responded to a call on the shoulder of the freeway. There was a stalled car. And usually I keep my phone, like, in my lap or under my leg. So I finished the call, and I was on my way somewhere, and I kind of just reached into my pocket for my phone, couldn't find it. And the last place I could think was that I was on the freeway. So I, like, made a loop on 610, went back, and it was sitting on the shoulder of the freeway.
Was it still okay?
It was still fine. Like, nobody had run over it. The screen wasn't cracked or anything. And that's where I'd left
That's
it.
Insane. I would have put on, like, did you put on your lights? Like, emergency, emergency!
I would have.
Okay. Hey, thank you for serving and protecting, and I'm glad you got your phone back. We appreciate that. Let's get a few more of these, and maybe we can put this on Facebook Live. I wonder how common this actually might be for people. Radio Now 100.9. If you're in Indy on Facebook, give it a like. Or in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. We'll go to Caitlin. What's up, Caitlin? What happened to your phone?
So it actually wasn't my phone that I dropped. I went to a ugly sweater Christmas party with my, at the time, boyfriend and all of his friends. It was like my second time meeting all of these people. And we were playing beer pong with these girls who was trying desperately to get to, like, meet his friend's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And this girl put her phone in my back pocket so she could play. And then I went to go to the bathroom and, like, took my pants down to go to the bathroom, and her phone fell out of my back pocket into the toilet. It was a brand new iPhone, and none of those girls have talked to me since.
That's why I wear baggy jeans, because, you know, the phone can securely go all the way in your pocket. These girls wear these tight jeans and the phone sticks out.
But I don't understand with any of these girls, like you, Caitlin, or anybody. Like, my wife does that and it makes me cringe because we're on the same insurance plan. I'm like, why is the phone in your back pocket? Like, first of all, girls, if you got a big booty, that thing can crack a screen in no time. But if you sit on it or if it falls in the toilet, there's so many bad situations. Nothing good comes from it being in your butt.
It's because we have small front pockets. They don't put big pockets in women's jeans or pants. They don't pick big front pockets, so we gotta use our back pockets.
This is why everybody should be putting it, like, you know, in their bra. It's the best place to do it. I do it there.
My mom does your that. Man bra. What do you call it?
My moob holder.
Told you, man cans.
Hey, let us know on Facebook, where did you drop your phone? What exactly happened? Radio Now 100.9 if you're in Indy, or Radio Now Houston if you're listening on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Coming up, we got your dummy of the day. This one is blaming what happened on the weather. We'll see about that.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So, listen, I understand strange things happen, and, you know, there's always room for an explanation. I'm usually a big devil's advocate guy here. I try to see both sides, but I just want you guys to listen to the story and tell me if you believe what happened with our dummy of the day. A guy claims that the wind, which we've all felt like a strong wind before, blew a bag of cocaine into his car after he was pulled over for going through a stop sign.
Anything's That's kind possible. Of amazing.
I've had like a leaf like get blown into my car. You know, like leaves are falling off the tree. I'm like, oh no, leaves are falling in. I don't think I've ever had a bag of cocaine. Have you guys ever had anything blown into your car except for like a bee or a bug?
Into my car?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, stuff flies out, no problem. But
right.
I mean, what are the odds that like a bag of cocaine, whoosh, what the hell?
What the heck?
That ain't mine. Well, yeah, that's exactly what happened to this guy after he went through a stop sign. Officers approached the car, and the man, I guess, tried to hide an open can of beer. Now, that didn't blow into his car. He just was thirsty, so there was an open container in the vehicle. Officers also found a glass crack pipe. I don't know if that blew into his car.
Did that also blow into the car?
I don't think it did.
Okay.
And a clear bag that had crack cocaine inside. Now, when asked about the actual drugs, the man said they weren't his and the wind must have placed it there.
Can the wind place some like $100 bills in my car?
That'd be pretty nice, wouldn't it? Well, they didn't really believe the guy's whole wind excuse. He was arrested and faces several drug-related charges. Could you imagine though if somebody really had something happen where like maybe somebody threw something out, drugs out of their car, the wind did blow and land in your car, and then you pulled over? It's like, oh, I've heard this one before. That is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
So Disney Plus is awesome. I was watching it last night with my wife Lindsay, and we watched Toy Story 2 because I've only seen Toy Story 1 as a kid. Well, there's a couple of things, but I want to put everybody to the test coming up next with Guess the Movie Game because I heard a clip, and I've heard this clip used a bunch of times.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, that's where it's from. I'm like, okay, awesome. So I'm going to play you guys some clips, and you have to tell me what movie it is. You got to guess the movie, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Ready.
All right, Guess the Movie Game's coming up in less than 10, and you can play along too. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Yeah, it is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a great Monday. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you want to check out more, joemckenzie.com. You also Twitter and Instagram. You can connect with us. Give us a follow and interact. It is Joe and McKenzie. So last night I was with my wife, Lindsay, and we were watching Toy Story 2. We were able to hop onto Disney Plus, and I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed it. I teared up a little bit. Has everybody else seen Toy Story 2, 3, and 4 without ruining it? Have you all seen it or no?
I just haven't seen 4. I need to see the latest with Sporky.
I saw 1 and 4.
What do you
think?
I've
seen 1, 2, and 3.
And do you guys like it? Or?
Yeah, I love Toy Story.
The third one was so sad at the end. Oh my gosh, that's when my sister was going to college too, so it was just, oh my gosh, the third one was sad.
Well, as I was watching the movie, the character said something, Al from like Al's Toy Barn, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've heard that before. I think we even use it in our show open, and it's this clip right here.
It's showtime!
I'm like, wait a minute, that's where the movie clip's from?
What? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's from there.
It's showtime!
So I thought that was pretty dope and dope. And then there was another scene in Toy Story 2 where I'm like, oh my gosh, we don't have a lot for producer Porkchop. We do have like a little Porkchop song if he ever wins a game, which never happens.
Porkchop! Porkchop!
So that's pretty cool. But there was a Porkchop clip. I'm like, we have to start using this on the show. Like, when we're trying to, like, get pumped up, it's like, get ready for Porkchop.
Get ready for Porkchop.
Yes.
That is the pig right there.
Yes.
So that's cool. So that got me thinking. I'm like, okay, can everybody identify the movie just from hearing a clip from it? All you got to do is buzz in with your name. So McKenzie, Porkchop, or Liv. And if you get it right, you get a point. If you buzz in and you're wrong, you lose a point, okay?
Ooh.
You only get to buzz in once. You can't guess like three times.
You got to be sure, huh?
Yes. So I got about like 7 or so clips. We'll see how many we can get through here. Are y'all ready to start doing this?
Yes.
I'll have Porkchop be the official scorekeeper this morning. It's Guess That Movie Trivia. And let us know, too, if you're playing along, wherever you're at, how well you do. First clip, listen up. Here we go.
I don't even have any good skills.
Liv.
Liv.
That is Napoleon Dynamite.
That is correct.
What do you mean?
You know, like, nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
It's true.
It is. All right. Here's your second movie. I want you to listen to it and then guess the movie by buzzing in with your name.
I don't know who Chops. You are.
Ooh, Chops.
Taken.
That is correct.
I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Ooh.
This movie is so scary.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
It's so scary.
All right, Mackenzie.
I got to get on the board here.
Let's see if you can get on the board.
My name's so long.
You can say McKay.
That's why I say Chops.
Okay.
It's just about getting it out.
You can say M.
Okay.
Mac.
P.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Just give me some name. Here's the clip.
Is this?
Chops.
Mick!
Oh, I heard Chops first.
Shoot.
Zoolander.
Dang
that
it!
That is correct!
A school for ants.
A center for ants.
Center?
What? How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Derek, it's just a
I don't want to hear your excuses!
So good.
I've never seen Zoolander.
You've never seen Zoolander?
No, I feel like I'm going to have to catch that
oh
now.
Oh my god. Pop. It's so good.
Lung. I got the black lung pop. All right, next movie right now. It's still anybody's game. Porkchop does have the lead. Here it is.
He comes at me with the knife. Why so serious?
Lick!
Dang it. I
Who did
it.
You hear, Chops? Who did you hear?
I was focused.
God.
It was pretty close, but I don't know.
I honestly thought I heard Liv just
That's
under
okay.
Mick. I'm sorry, Liv.
It's
you
okay.
get to go first. If you get
game.
It wrong, you lose a point. What's the movie?
Batman the Dark Knight.
Ooh, she got that point!
Good job.
Sticks the blade in my mouth. Let's put a smile on that face.
He was so good in that.
I know, he's the best
Joker. I still have to check out Joker. I haven't seen the new one.
Oh,
that
yeah.
one's so good. Oh, he was in my dream the other night. I just remembered that.
Who? That's creepy.
Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin.
Yeah. As the Joker?
He was, yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's so frightening.
Yeah. Why so gassy?
Oh, man.
Okay. What's the score right now, Porkchop? After
2-2 to 0.
All right.
Hey, at least you don't have negative points, Mackenzie.
True that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll see
on
what happens
friendship.
Here. Can Mackenzie get on the board, or will Porkchop or Liv win the game with this next movie? Here we go.
Are you sure that this is completely necessary? Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own
Chops.
Urine?
Oh, no, I know it, Liv.
Porkchop for the win.
Dodgeball.
Yeah!
Probably not. No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste. Okay.
If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
All right, Porkchop's your winner. I got another one or two. I want Mackenzie to try to get on the board, but guys, don't let her win, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And the next one is?
That smells like pure gasoline.
I heard Mackenzie.
Anchorman!
There we go!
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, let's go see if we can make this little kitty purr.
All right, here's your last one I got right here. Here, I think this one might be hard at first. Listen up.
You sold Alan roofies.
Oh, I must have missed up the bat.
If you get this
yes,
right,
yes, it's The Hangover.
You tied me.
Hey, it's my fault, Alan.
That's correct. Damn,
yeah.
Just for fun. I already gave you the win.
Off at me on that one.
Whatever.
It's funny because just the other day, me and my boy, we was wondering why they even call them roofies. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, now, poor chap, you won the game. Do you saying you want to have a tie with Liv right now? I have one more clip.
Oh, yeah, sure, you guys should have it.
All right, Mackenzie, I know you want to buzz in.
Okay, I'll hold back.
All right, here it is. Buzz in with your name to do it. If you miss it, you lose. It is...
I like you.
Chops.
I like
Chops for the win.
Borat.
Again. Borat. Yes!
Oh, man.
It's nice.
Very nice.
This is my country of Kazakhstan. It locates between Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan.
I haven't actually seen that movie.
What?
I know. I want to. But also, I wish you guys could have seen Porkchop's face because when Porkchop said Borat and Joe said Porkchop wins, Porkchop turned to me and was like, ha ha. Like, gave me this, like, little, like, grin.
Oh, my gosh.
Porkchop. Porkchop. Porkchop.
Porkchop! There we go. The fourth member of the Jonas Brothers.
Nice work.
Producer Porkchop with a big win today. But hey, y'all got one, so you're all winners. Congratulations. does it for a Monday edition of Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We got Jules about to step on in and take you through your midday. What do you got going on for the rest of your day, McKenzie?
Ooh, well, I'm so excited. I'm going to Fit Flex Fly with my boy Tyler. Going to get my butt kicked. I'm going to get some training going on. And then, ooh, I'm so excited tonight. I'm getting my hair cut.
Dang, you got a busy day. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What's going on?
I have my second job right after this. I'm going to go there, and I'm hoping to get a workout in tonight. But I also do just need to go to the store and get a lot of odds and ends that I don't have. I really want to get these pickles that my roommate has so I can stop eating hers. So just little things like that. I need almond butter. I'm out of that.
That's so cute. What are you doing to do today? Well, I got to go buy pickles.
I need pickles. Please.
You guys, they're the best pickles I've ever had in my life. They're from Meijer. And they're just like regular pickles. I'll bring some in tomorrow.
Okay.
They're called Clausen.
I love the pickles.
They're Meijer brand. They're the best pickles I've ever had.
I'll tell you who's got the best pickles. You got to go to Aldi. Aldi's got the best.
Like Aldi
pickles.
Brand and Meijer brand? That's interesting.
They might even be the same, but like, yeah, these generic pickles are the bomb. Yeah,
why?
Crisp,
why
crunch.
Do you think that is?
They're just good. And they're cheap, but they're good. What about you, Chops? What do you got going on? Any
what
pickles?
Kind of pickles you like, Chops?
Well, my boyfriend is having
his pickle.
Is his pickle bumpily too?
It's his first day at work today, and I want to get him like a little treat for like when he gets home from work. So
I'm telling you, pop the bubbly. Say congratulations
on
your first day, honey. Yes, it's celebratory.
No, it's not.
It's his first day of work at his new it's not like a huge career thing. It's
Yeah, but you got to make it a big deal. You got to show him how proud you are.
So get
of him.
Champagne?
Yes,
no,
honey.
No.
$6 yes. champagnes from
that
Walgreens.
Is not a champagne thing. You crack a couple of beers. Tonight we're closing on our house. That's a champagne.
Yes. Why can't they both yes. be?
Invite us over.
No, they are not.
Champagne showers for you. <Yay! laughs>
You got a job. You got a job. All right. Well, if you have any extra champagne, please bring it in tomorrow because that sounds really good with some orange juice.
Yes. Yeah. Sign your house, Joe. Do it.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, he's so scared.
I'm scared
okay.
to death.
It's going
to
be right. okay.
Well, we can't do any of that fun stuff unless we get on out of here and say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.